This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
First thing is, we have to understand is that in the Quran and the Sunnah, or in the religion basically, what matters is the individual. So everybody basically is responsible. Everybody is slave of Allah, whether man, woman, rich man or poor person. People are born as individual. And people are going to die as an individual. And people are going to be accountable to their Lord as individual. You are not born basically, you know, head of a state. You are not born as a leader. You are not born, you know, as a poor person or rich person. You are not born really as a father or mother or something like that. You are born as an individual. You are born as an individual, human being, and a slave of your Lord. That people are born. And when they die with that. They are born without any other relation. When they die, don't carry anything with themselves. And when they come to their Lord, they come to their Lord as individual. So in the day of judgment, you are not going to be accountable and you know, are not going to be judged because of other relations. You are as an individual. So that's what matters is. Then thing is actually, when you are born here, you can see so many, you know, relations. Because you're born here, then you know people. You have your son or daughter. Then you have, you know, you marry, you become husband or wife. You know, you become father and mother. And then also you have, you know, relations like, you know, friends. So many friends you have. Then after that you become leader, you become imam, you become this. You know, so many things. You become head of state. So many, you know, relations keep happening. So what they matter really? Meaning is when you're born is individual. But then you have, in this individual life, in this world, you have your personal life, your family life, your society, and also your responsibility to the state. So what these relations are, that we have to understand really. So the real thing is that you are individual. All these relations, they are accidental in your life. They basically are for a purpose. They are for a purpose, but they are the not meant. Meaning is you can exist without a society. You can exist without a family. You can exist without a state. These things, they are temporary, they are accidental in your life. They are the not main thing in your life. Though some people, they give them so much importance in all that. I can see really there are so many Muslim movements. In all the time, only thing they talk is that, you know, in the term of the state and power and khilafah and this and that, you know, without realizing really, these things are accidental in the life of the believers. You could see there have been many, many prophets, they did not have any state. They did not have any power, but in the Quran, they are successful people. Ibrahim al-Islam is not a ruler, but Ibrahim al-Islam certainly, you know, one of the most respected prophet messenger in the Quran. Isa al-Islam, Maryam al-Islam, Zakaria al-Islam, Yahya al-Islam, and all these people, many people like them, you know, they are born in this world, but they don't have any power, they don't have a state, but still, they're very important, they're successful people in their life, and the Quran has so much praise for them. So that one has to understand that, you know, you are born as individual, then you become individual. So though people don't use the term individual, but this actually, you are divided basically. Meaning, you know, like a mother, you know, though she's individual, but you know, can you imagine a mother, if you know, her son or daughter is not feeling well, can she eat properly? And if, you know, if son and daughter have been lost, they're missing, she does not know where they are, can she rest? No, she's divided. Her heart with the son and daughter. Similarly, your friends, if your friends have problem and difficulty in life, you suffer. If your family have problem, you suffer. If the society has a problem, you are suffering. You know, also a state. If a state has problem, people feel, people realize this thing. So though you are born individual, but you can see really, in this life, you're individual. So why this individual, why it comes really? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, made us to be born as individual and made us to die as individual? And we are accountable as individual. But meanwhile, in this life, we are individual. Why this is really? So this is for a big, big purpose really. Purpose actually is that Allah has created you to test you. He has created you to test you. And He's testing you with all these relations. So basically, your individualism is to test you. It's part of your test. And when you pass the test, then you basically become individual. That's actually what's happening. For example, like, you know, you are a mother. So He made you individual. Now it is test for you. How are you going to look after your child, your son, your daughter? How are you going to raise them? You know, you are an imam. So now you have followers. So you know, to your test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how are you going to lead your people? What are you going to do? You are a friend. You have many, many friends. This is your test. Allah made you individual. Why? He wants to test you. And this test is very, very important for you, because this test actually is going to prove whether you're going to be paradise or in the hellfire. That's why he created you. And he made very clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created people, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, to test you who are the best in actions. So to, for testing purpose, he made all these connections, all these relations, and he gave a space, and also he made attachment for your heart and mind to this world. So you can see that, you know, you have so much test, you know, because he has created us with the desire of the food. So now we have, certainly we have to make effort to get the food. And when you make effort to get the food, he made halal and haram, something lawful, something unlawful. Now he's going to test you. Similarly, when you eat food, he has made very clear how much to eat, and you know, and then he's going to test you. Do you follow him or not? Do you follow his command or not? To understand this thing properly, that though you are born individual, but your test is through being individual. That your test is. Your test is basically that you have been made individual. In this test, you always make effort to look as yourself as individual. But meanwhile, think really, all the relations, they matter to you. You have to know what Allah's commands are. If you do them properly, then your individualism becomes a complete and absolute, basically. And then you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a past. You have to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a successful father, as a successful mother, as a successful brother and sister, as a successful husband and wife, as a successful son and daughter, as a successful imam and leader, as a successful head of state. You have to basically succeed in all those relations. When you do all that, it actually makes you, then you become, your individualism become much, much more clear. That this person is so good, so nice, he went to the ibadah nicely, in the night he gets up for the prayer, he pleases his Lord. This thing actually build you. You're basically your individual. What matters is your individualism, but that individualism is only built by all these relations and connections. Is it clear? To first understand, the main thing is to focus is the individual. But this individual, he has got all these connections and relations. That must be done properly. That Allah, that why the rules and, you know, have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. They regard all these things. That, you know, how you're going to be like a husband, you know, wife, this and all the rules. Why the rules have come? To make very clear to you that how you become a good individual. To be a husband, if he follows command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can become good individual. If a wife follows the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she becomes a good individual. So everybody tested properly. Though these relations, they are not part of you. They are actually accidental. It could be possible somebody never become husband, but still he'll be tested. Somebody never becomes, she never married, never wife, somebody never mother, somebody, you know, never a father. It could be possible, because these, but you have other tests. The test will be there in one way or other. But all these tests, you know, based on things which are not really part of you. That understand properly.